iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. Today I'm joined by Kamu Palan. Now, Kamu Palan is a director at Golden Tours, but also is a very staunch and huge leader and director of Palan Foundation as well. Now, she runs a company called Golden Tours and a number of other companies as well. She also runs a charity, a company named Golden Tours Foundation, and this is mainly for the education on children and adults who are studying Hinduism in England and also in India as well. She's a patron of India in a girls' school in Ahmedabad, and she's also involved in running the Diwali festival in Trafalgar Square in the UK. And other projects that she's also involved in is World War One and Two, where working with the UK museums, and also Hindu matters in Britain as well. She also is a very knowledgeable member of caste issues, and lastly with the Swaminarayan Mandir in Neasden. She's a very, very active member there as well. She has a passion of yoga and is also well-versed and teaches yoga to the needy as well, old and young and others in groups in centres as well. So with a stellar background like what she's got, we're here today to talk about the Palan Foundation and what they do and the wonderful things that Kamu actually does. And we're talking about mudras today. And mudras means what? This is a special kind of therapy, if you like. But Kamu's with us to tell us a little bit more about that here today, right here on the iWellness Show. Kamu, a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you very much, Tony, for the introduction, and thank you for iGlobal Radio to invite me.
You're very welcome.
About mudras.
Yes, we talk about feeling well in our lives, and we talk about feeling good about things and making sure we do and say the right things, but sometimes we often need to be shown the right way of doing things, and mudras is something which is very, very new and alien to me. So I'm hoping you'll be able to talk us through some of those things about feeling better and how we can use these special techniques that you're going to teach us about today.
Definitely I will, Tony. Yes, mudras is a part of yoga as well. When people talk about yoga, it's normally the asanas and this beautiful flexibility in the body and what have you. But my passion is also about mudras, which are done with your fingertips. And the most important thing is that people don't realize that your health is in your hands. And the hands, the fingers, each one of them has an element. And they're based, the whole body is based on the five elements, which is fire, air, space, earth, and water. Each finger is representing one element, and the easy way to remember is the thumb is the fire, the index finger is the air, and the long finger is the space or the sky they call, and the ring finger is the earth, and the little finger is the water. It balances all these five fingers, has got these elements. So with these ones, you can do the mudras. For example, if you are very tensed up or restlessness in your body and you need to cool yourself down, there is a very simple mudra called Vajra Mudra, which is done with the thumb and the three fingers. The little finger is out, palms facing the sky, and you just sit into a nice comfortable posture or whichever way you want to sit, or you can be on the bed as well before you go to bed. And this is the beauty about mudras, that you can do it at any time. And sometimes it does not need to be before, after meals, 3 hours later, 3 hours before, these, that, and what have you. This is what I like about mudras.
That's really interesting, because as you explained to us, Kamu, each finger connects to one of the five elements, air, water, fire, earth, and the ether as well. So when we make and made these mudras, each finger connects to one or more of these elements. If there's an imbalance in one or more of these elements, the immune system, I assume, gets disrupted, and so does other things within the body. So can you actually even highlight some diseases by touching certain fingers where balance is brought back into the body. How do you go about doing that?
Sure. You need to first of all understand that each body, like I said, you know, has an element. Say, for example, you got a back problem, which it's a very common ailment in majority of the people. And what they do is they go to the doctors and keep on doing different things. Mm. And still it's not worked out 100%. But with mudras, it comes out of the root. For example, because your back has a problem, there is an ailment in the body which has got element that is not balanced properly. That's why you get all these different types of ailments. Now, for the back mudra, it's a very simple mudra. With the left hand, you just do it in your Gnan mudra. With the right hand, you touch the little finger, the thumb, and the long finger. And you only have to do it for 4 minutes for the back mudra. Normally, mudras are done 10 to 15 minutes each, with depending on the ailments that one has. But for this back one, this is the only 4 minute mudra that you continue doing it, and then you relax. And then you go back into it after, say, about 2-3 hours or whenever you want. And believe you me, Tony, this has an amazing results. The back mudra, people have actually stopped the operation because they have gone better.
Really?
Because the elements have balanced automatically. And any, maybe there was a bacteria or maybe there was something that was killing it, infection. So the fire energy, which is the thumb, it kills all the unnecessary bacteria and viruses in the body.
We are talking to Kamu Balan, who is talking to us about mudras today. And we've had a conversation with her before on the I Wellness Show, but we go into a little bit more detail about it today.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. Kamu, I'd like to ask you about, you've talked to us about how mudras actually work. Practicing mudras can actually help you get rid of certain illnesses and even something like back pain that you've just really explained to us really well. But when should you actually practice mudras? In general, mudras, I understand, can be done in combination with asana, mantra, and pranayama as well. Are they always done as part of meditation? And you did mention earlier that they can be done at any time of the day. And in terms of spiritual practices, where does mudras come in all of this?
Yes, in spiritual as well, it comes a big time. If you want to concentrate doing the prayers or the mantras, the best mudra is the Gnan mudra, which is the index finger and the thumb, feather touching, and you just sit into that mudra. It gives you the completely calmness in your mind, in your body, in your thoughts. And this is where it helps spiritually as well as when you are going to do the mantras. Mm. And you'll be amazed, Tony, that even when they are doing the mantras, the sound of the mantras will get into your bodies and it will react to your organs, to your muscles, to your bones, to your breath, to your pranayama, everything. This is how important it is. It's not just mudras, asanas, this, da-da-da-da-da, pressure points and all that. But yes, the sound also works amazing results. For example, a simple word called Om, which is a universal word. It's nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with culture, nothing to do with nothing. And when you do that Om, the prana, the life that creates and it travels through your body, it's amazing. And the respiratory system actually works better. And again, with the mudras, like I said, it can be done at any time, but there are certain mudras that you can do if you want to do ailments. There are times that where you can also do it before, after meals, and if you want to react.
I was going to ask you about that because in general, spiritual practices are best to be done with an empty stomach or after 1 hour and a half or so after meals. But you only need to find a few minutes to sit down in a quiet place without distractions to do mudras. Now, what about setting a clear intention and finding the right mudra for us? How do we go about doing that?
Okay, so first of all, mudras, it's not necessarily to be done in a quiet place or in a silent place or with a beautiful music on. First of all, music is totally out.
Okay.
When you have the music, when you're doing your asanas or your mudras or your pressure points, it distracts your mind. Your mind gets into that music mood. So instead of that, your music is your breath. The pranayam, the breath is so important with mudras that it's unbelievable that when you are breathing nice and slow, again, we don't do correct breathing. The breathing that we do is called the shallow breathing. Mm. And to do the proper breathing that will also help you with your ailments is through breathing in, long breathing in, and then maybe if you want to hold your breath, which is called the kumbhak breathing, it will dissolve all the little bubbles which are blockages in your arteries, in your veins, that is stopping the prana, the life of the breath, to go through. And because of those little blockages, you get all these ailments in your body, like pains and aches and diseases and what have you. But yes, breathing is the most important part. So when you are doing the mantras or prayers, spiritual, anything, they will always ask you, close your eyes and you breathe in and out. But mudras, not necessarily to be done at all in a quiet place. You can be walking and doing mudra. You can be swimming
really?
And doing mudra.
Yeah. That's really interesting. We are talking to Karmapalan, and today we're talking about a better, healthier lifestyle using mudras. And if it's not something you've not heard of before, well, you will learn a lot from this program today.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com.
Given the experience and the references that you've just given us in this fantastic broadcast so far, why do we use mudras? Because we can use mudras to balance energy in our body. I understand that. And once this energy is balanced, do we experience more joy, happiness? Do we get better health out of it? And even perhaps calmness, because there's not enough of that around in this world that we live in.
Right, you are, Tony. Absolutely. Yes, it does help a great deal doing mudras. Even if you have no ailments, no diseases, it will calm your body. And with the mudras, your breathing gets better. And with that, your immunity system gets stronger as well. And when your immunity system is strong, obviously less chances of having the virus and the bacteria in your body. The illness, the ailments, the diseases, the sufferings that we get, it's all because your immunity system is low. And to get the immunity system stronger, yes, mudras are very, very important. Mudras are also done, Tony, like you asked me, is because a lot of people are not able to do the asanas. They may be not flexible. Yes. Maybe they had operations done. Maybe they had surgeries done. So they're not going to be able to do it, because mostly they say that if you want to do yoga and the asanas, then you need to do after 6 months, 8 months later, depending on what sort of operation surgeries you ever had.
Yeah.
But with mudras, none of that is necessary. You can do mudra after your operation straight away. In fact, it will get you better. A very live example, Tony, for my personal touch. And I was in India once a few years ago, and I had a fall and I broke my wrist. As soon as I fell down, my hand started swelling up. And I thought, well, what's happened all of a sudden? Starting paining. So I put the ice and everything, nothing going. I went to the doctors because it was so much painful in India, in a hospital in a very, very small village near Sarangpur. And they said, Mrs. Palan, this looks like after x-rays and what have you, MRI and everything, they said, oh, there's a massive a broken bone inside your wrist. And the best way to do is to put a plate on. And I said, no, I don't want any surgery. I don't want any operation, because I'm going back home and I'm not going to have any surgery. I'll heal it with my own breathing. Oh, Mrs. Palan, it's not right. It's not going to work. You will not be able to do yoga. You won't be able to da-da-da-da, this, that, and what have you. And would you believe it, Tony? I left India, and here, when I came back, they told me, yes, I need a surgery. I need to put a plate on, da-da-da. I said, no, I don't want anything done. Just put me a plaster on. So they put me a nice little plaster cast around my wrist. And they said, no yoga for 6 months, no heavy lifting for 8 months, yeah. And no this, no that, none of this, that, no yoga asanas at all. And I said, okay, fine, let's give it a go. You know what? I did my breathing, my mudras, although my hand was not able to do it, but I did it with one hand and the other hand. I tried to do whatever I could. I got recovered within 4 weeks.
Wow.
I could do my yoga sessions. I could do all my asanas. I could do anything and everything. I could drive. I could pick up my shopping. No problem at all. When the doctors had told me I could not do it for 6 months.
That's incredible. What a lovely story. And that just goes to prove that when you put your mind to something and do it in a positive way, it is possible to do that. Briefly, tell us, if you would, Kamu, about practicing mudras. There must be certain different forms, but give us some different practices that you have within mudras, about intention, how you sit, where do you need to be comfortable, do you need to be in a dark place, some simplistic things.
Super. In mudras, you don't need to sit in a particular asana, but yes, when you sit into a sukhasana, which is cross-legged on the floor, it's much better, but a lot of people are not able to because of the ailments. They sit on the chair. Again, you can sit on the chair, no problem, and mudras can be done at anywhere, sitting in the on the bed, on the settee, on the floor, but certain postures, certain, if you do it, like, for example, Padmasana, then obviously it works much better. When you do your chakras, they expect you to sit into, or rather it is better to sit on a Padmasana or a Sukhasana. But again, like I said, the asana is not a problem at all. You can sit into any comfortable posture that you like, and you can do your mudras. For example, I'm sitting on a chair now, and if I wanted to show you the asthma problem people have, and what they do is continuously getting the pump on in their mouth or the tablets, this and that, and sometimes they forget and they have heavy breathing going on. So what do? You just take the long fingers, touching the nails to each other, the long fingers, the other fingers are kept nice and straight, straightened out, and you just sit like that near your chest, not touching, feather touching. And do you know, this will repair your asthma problems.
Really?
Believe you me, I have had so many of my students, young, middle-aged, matured people, I don't like to say old people, or I like to say senior and matured people, they have also stopped their pumps and tablets for the asthma problems. Just little gesture like this, believe you me, there you go.
Fantastic. That's such a beautiful example.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
We are talking to Kamu Palan from the Palan Foundation, and we're talking about mudras today and about feeling and believing in yourself and being more healthy through simple techniques of mudras. So I'd like to ask you, Kamu, there must be different types of mudras that we can address in our conversation today. What are they?
Okay, the first mudra I would like to do is about the toxins.
Okay.
We get so much toxins eating different types of food, for example. And every time, you know, certain people say, oh, if I eat potatoes at night or khichdi at night or rice at night, I get too much gas in my body. So I don't want to eat. So you don't need to have that negativity. So first of all, for the negativity in the body, especially at this time of the year, at this time of the pandemic, everybody's hearing the negative news on everywhere, on TV, on radio, on with the people, reading magazines in the internet and where have you. So to first of all, to get rid of the negativity, you need to do the Kashyapa Mudra. Kashyapa Mudra is done very gently with the two fingers and the thumb going between the ring finger and the long finger. The first two fingers are going to be bent and just gentle pressure on your thumb. The other two fingers are going to be curling up into your palms, and palms facing the sky on your lap. Again, this can be done at any time. You could be walking, you could be sitting, you could be driving, and you're not driving obviously yourself, but if you're a passenger, then you could be sitting into this posture and talking, looking your TV and anything, you know.
So you can still do it while you're doing other things.
Exactly.
So what are the other types of mudras that we can talk about?
That is to get rid of the negativity.
Okay.
And the second mudra is about the toxins.
Okay.
That when you want to eat any food, you should not have that mind all the time that, oh, no, I'm going to have toxins in my body. Toxins is the Mukula Mudra, whereby all the fingers are together and palms facing the sky. You do this 5 minutes before your meals, you will not collect toxins in your body. And incredible. This is the best thing. Any type of food you eat, day, afternoon, night, anytime, do this 5 minutes before your meals, no toxins is going to be gathering in your body.
Wow, fantastic. Yes. Any more examples? Any more examples you could give us?
Yes, and also if you want to get rid of your allergy, a lot of people have, I have an allergy of nuts and this and that and what have you. And what do we do? Keep on running to the doctors, getting the medication. All you have to do is the allergy mudra, which is the index finger is going to be bent down towards your base of your thumb. And the thumb, the tip of the thumb is going to be touching the side of the nail of the long finger. Just on the side like this. And you give it a pressure, a gentle pressure on it, breathing in and out and just relaxing. And this, again, can be done at any time, walking, sleeping, sitting, talking to you. I'm still doing my mudras. This will get rid of any type of allergy you have. Yes?
That's simply inspirational.
Thank you for listening to the iMoney Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
We are talking to Kamu Balan, who is the director of Balan Foundation, and she talks to us today about mudras and how we can use those to our advantage and also to feel better, cure diseases. We talked about how we can be doing mudras whilst doing other tasks as well. It's been really interesting. So if people want to get in touch with you, Kamu, and want to know about more about the Balan Foundation and learn more about mudras and the incredible information that you've shared with us today, how do they go about getting in touch with you and finding out more?
Yes, they can either email me or they can phone me. I am very WhatsApp messages anywhere from the world, no problem at all. I also run my classes. They can join my classes during the daytime, 8 to 9 in the mornings I do, Monday to Saturday. And then evening classes, I do private one-to-one if they have issues. I can only work on their issues if they like, or if there is a community that wants in a group and everybody wants to do it in languages like English or Gujarati. I'm not very good at Hindi, but yes, English and Gujarati, I can do it very easily. Okay. No problem at all.
So is there a phone number or website that people can get in touch with you with?
I have a phone number, yes. Shall I give it to you?
Please.
Yes, it is +44 7956 377 852. And my email address is kamu@goldentaurus.com. You can get me in touch to me in 24/7, no problem.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.